I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Big Nasty himself. How are we doing?
Hello, hi.
It's an exciting time. It must be an exciting time to be you.
Yes.
Yeah? New album just come out.
Yes.
So, this is your debut.
This is my first album, Be The Old Bipolar.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming, and it's 26 tracks, bro.
That's
a hefty album.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Did you have any difficulties, like, picking the tracks and, you know, cutting down a few?
100%. I wanted it to be double disc.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you 56 tracks.
Bruh.
But they said it was too much. So I had to split. I was going to wait to do a double disc. And then it was like, oh, just do one at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was hard choosing the 26. It was majorly hard, but I'm happy with what I chose on that for the first body of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, so much different emotions to it, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Some parts make you want to smash the house up, and then parts just make you want to cry. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. When's the next 26 coming out, then?
Flipping. Next year, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. This album's going to be keeping me busy to at least mid of next year. Got a lot of videos to film, a lot of shows to do.
Yeah, man.
And connecting with the Penny people, them. I'm high, you know. So, could I say that?
Yeah.
Buzzin.com.
So, it's called BDL Bipolar.
Yes, sir.
Talks through the name. It's a bit, it catches your attention immediately, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, I have bipolar traits from, like, the way how my emotions swing from happy to sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done a lot of work on mental health. And it's like a position where I'm in right now, where I'm so blowing up so big and becoming so famous and stuff. But on the way how I've done it, by actually being myself, showing people my bipolar sides, it's been a blessing. So I was like, well, why not call the album that? Because the album wasn't going to be me just partying every day, or it wasn't going to be me feeling sad every day. I wanted the album to reflect how I'm living right now. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So I was like, the album was fitting for the name, man. Because if you listen to the album, from the temperature switches from being so high energetic to then like a downer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get really raw on the record. You talk a lot about your daughter as well.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. That's the first purest love I've ever had, man. And it's weird. It's mad. It's like, I know how a fanatic fan feels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm her biggest fan. Do you know what I mean? So, like, her blowing the spit bubbles epic to me. So she must like sit down sometimes and think, why is this large black guy just staring at me like that? It's weird.
Yeah, 100%. You've got some huge collaborations on there as well. You're famous for working with Craig David back in the day. That blew up huge. And of course you met Ed Sheeran.
Yes, sir.
That's just the musical stuff as well. You've got the skits in there as well. Who was your favourite person to collaborate with on the album?
I honestly have to say everyone, because every song was done in a different vibe. Like, the whole album, I'm so thankful. My album took so long because I wanted to make an album where I didn't suck cock to make it happen, in the sense of, like, I've never had to drink with you or smoke to drink with you, but because you're really popular on radio, I'm going to suck your cock to do a song. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, every person on the album and every song was done through genuine love of music and a genuine love of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was all done on good, positive vibes. Me and Ed was just drinking at his house and made the song. You get what I mean? I made Sunshine with Craig when we did When the Bass Line Drops. It was all just positive and powerful energy. Do you get what I mean? And I think some people are better at being industry whores than me. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, I couldn't just work with someone because the whole industry likes you if I genuinely don't like you as a person. Do you know what I mean? And some people are more better at being professional than me at that. But I can't make good music like that. That's like having a whole team of Real Madrid, but none of them like each other. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Nah, so, it was the last time we had a project from you.
It was
back in 2013, I believe.
Yeah.
Like an actual body of work. UK grime has changed a lot since then.
Yep.
Huge amount. People linking up with American artists, everything is blowing up huge. Has that affected your creative process behind the album or the album's production at all?
No way. No way. If anything, it's made things quite easier. Remember, like, my last project, 2013, was the highest selling grime EP, Don't Fuck Up the Bass. So at that time, everyone was like, grime music doesn't sell. Grime music is not going to outdo house or dubstep.
Mm-hmm.
I spanked them. Do you get what I mean? I spanked them. So to see other artists doing so well and flourishing off it is just a blessing. Remember, you know, it's like, see, like bassline music.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from T2 with Heartbroken, there's not been the next person from up north to embrace bassline proper and fucking whip him a new one. Do you get what I mean? But that's only going to happen until you fully embrace it. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's the same with, like, what we did with grime. Do you get what I mean? Well, what I did with grime, because remember, I could have blown way earlier if I decided to change my genre of music, if I decided to spit on something a bit more lighthearted, a bit of 4/4. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to be selling out arenas, performing something I didn't want to do. I might as well just work in Tesco's. It's the same principle. You're doing something you don't want to do.
Okay. Where do you see this record sitting in the grime world in 2018?
Which record? Whoa.
BDR Bipolar.
It's going to sit very well in the grime world, but it's going to sit in the fabrics of English music as well. I think the array of music is so big, it's just more than grime. It's UK music as a whole. The reason why I was such a strong believer of grime, because it was birthed and came out of the streets' uterus on the council estate. You get what I mean? Like, that's where we was conceived, on the block. You get what I mean? It was poor English music of poor kids trying to express ourselves. You get what I mean? With our closed down youth centre, like, just patterning on the block, to then it becoming a thing where we could make money and feed our families and change our lives from it. Remember, you know, a lot of great ones who did grime from back in the day are in prison or have normal jobs now. Do you hear what I mean? Mm. Because they had the talent of it, but at that time, when that, it wasn't something you could feed your family with. You could only do that to vent and stress how you're living.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I mean?
Yeah.
So, for me, in honour of all those people who didn't make it, I think it'd be a cheek for me to get so close here than to jump bandwagon. Do you hear what I mean? Like, Ed Sheeran, I could have made him sing. Do you hear what I mean? But he appreciates what I do. Before I met him, he used to listen to my mixtape Drugs and Chicken on his tours.
No way.
Yeah, man. You get me? He appreciated me shelling and going in. Do you get what I mean? So, like, raw, you appreciate my thing, try my thing. No different if I'm going to come and link you, man, and eat a fucking Cornish pasty. You know, so if you come in Britain, you're going to try a Jamaican patty.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? It's appreciation of both cultures. And I think a lot of, as long as UK artists can keep their culture in the sense of being proud to make English music, do you get what I mean? This thing will be able to flourish. It's when we get lost within ourselves, like, oh, we might need a bit more of a Spanish twang or a hip hop or American twang. Do you get what I mean? No, pie mashing liquor, Millwall youth, see you next Tuesdays.
I respect that. I respect you staying true to yourself. But you, I don't know how you've got time to sit down and do interviews, because as well as the album, you just launched a TV show as well.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
I didn't expect to get a TV show. I thought I'm too raw for TV. So the fact that TV even hollered at me is like, Ross Clark. You get what I mean? Oops, sorry. So I'm trying to say, like, my thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the prime example of less is more. And it's mad. I think maybe because sometimes you get more when you don't ask as well. I think if I was screaming, asking for things, I wouldn't have got it. But because I've just been plodding along and doing what I'm doing, opportunities have come out to me without me expecting it. Do you know what I mean? So, like, with the TV show, I was mad contemplating about it at first because I'm not a fucking comedian. Like, I'm not a comedian. I just naturally say things what's funny. You know what I mean? I've never stayed up at night thinking, oh, wait in the morning, I told the man them this joke. That's a chief thing, cuz. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, to have a natural persona, well, is very addictive and that what makes people laugh and stuff. It's a blessing, but it's very weird as well because I don't really know what I'm doing by being myself.
No, man. I big fan of the TV show. First three episodes, I thought they were... You say you're not a comedian, but like you say, like you get the laughs in. You are teamed up with an actual comedian, though, in Mo Gilligan.
Yeah, Mo Gilligan is real funny. Big up, he's not in them university radio, yo. Live.
But yeah, so what's it like to work with... What's it like to work with Mo?
Yeah, Mo Gilligan is... Oops. Yeah. Mo's good, you know. He's a cool cat. He's himself. You get what I mean? As an actual proper comedian, he takes his craft serious. You get what I mean? And yeah, man, he's a good vibe. I wouldn't really get on with any sticky nose toughs and that. You get what I mean? Or man, or two like that. I'm too laid back and true. Yeah, you get what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, man, but Mo's a good vibe.
Were you friends with him before the TV show?
No.
You hook up for it?
No. It's mostly off of the TV show where we got to really know about him. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, good guy.
Yeah, man, that sounds good. And of late night TV show, you got a lot of competition in terms of, like, you know, other chat shows. I wanted just to fire some names at you. Just get a quick fire, what you think of them, what you think of their show, what you think about what they're doing. Sound good? All right. Graham Norton.
I don't watch that.
Jonathan Ross.
He's a bad man.
James Corden.
Who's that?
Jimmy Fallon.
Who's that?
They're American chat show hosts, nah?
FIFA. 18. Xbox. PlayStation. Yeah. Them man there, because are obsolete, because, yeah, if you got a Wi-Fi, would you go out of your way to watch them dead guys on TV? Because, F that, because, straight YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Because you might have been accessed tonight. Yeah, because Channel 4, bruv, media on TV, because them are all lost, because them are fucked up the base.
And you're known for being, like you say, just you say what you feel.
100%.
So, I've got a few topics as well. Again, quick fire. Mm-hmm. Just testing you a little bit. Want to get your response to some of these. Donald Trump.
Penis.
Gareth Southgate.
Yeah, he's a G.
Yeah? Boris Johnson.
Penis.
Cardi B.
Shake that ass. Watch yourself. I run this shit like cardio.
I like it. So where do you see the TV show going from here?
I don't know, you know. To be honest, my main concern right now, the TV show is doing really well. The fact that a person like me is on TV naturally, like, I'm just letting it build and do its thing. You get what I mean? More so, the most important thing to me right now is my album. It's my first album. I want to give it the good push, you get what I mean? And get it out there.
Yeah.
So, and the TV show, it's a bit easier to be done because you know where you're going to see it every week. You get what I mean? The album, it's like, I need to connect with people and get this shit in their house. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? And on your Spotify playlist in a dark team voice.
A little plug there. And part of that, of course, is doing gigs around the country like you're doing tonight in Nottingham at Rough Trade.
Come if you want a physical copy of BDO Bipolar, you want a signed one, come down, participate in BDO 420 actions.
Yeah, man, it must be so exciting to be performing new music as well.
Yeah man. 100%.
Rough Trade Nottingham now. What's the rest of your summer looking like?
Flipping, though. I just pray for time to wash my cock. Oh, shit, I can't say that, can I?
It's out there, man. It's out there.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in, Big Nasty.
BDL, Base Defence League, Big Up University Radio, Nottingham, for having me, man. What's your name, Maji?
Nick.
Man, like Nick.
Yeah, man. So, head down to Rough Trade, what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, see the man himself.
Weaker.
Get them signed copies, debut album, BDL Bipolar.